From Tidbits on October 24th, 2016, this is macOS 10.12.1 Sierra, watchOS 3.1, and tvOS 10.0.1 Mostly Fix Bugs by Adam C. Angst. While iOS 10.1 comes with release notes as long as your arm, the other operating system updates Apple pushed out today are far more modest, primarily fixing bugs and addressing security vulnerabilities. macOS 10.12.1 Sierra. Foremost among the three is macOS 10.12.1, which is the first update since the major release of Sierra. Its changes include improved compatibility with Fujitsu's ScanSnap scanning software. Fujitsu hasn't yet commented how this fix affects the various Sierra problems suffered by the ScanSnap software and PDFs created with it. The addition of an automatic smart album in Photos for depth effect images taken on an iPhone 7 Plus. Improved compatibility with Microsoft Office when using desktop and documents folder syncing. A fix for bugs that may prevent mail from updating when using a Microsoft Exchange account, and that could cause mail to display an unnecessary password prompt for AOL accounts. Another bug fix that could cause text to paste incorrectly when using Universal Clipboard. Improved reliability of auto-unlock with Apple Watch. General bug fixes that improve security and stability in Safari, and the return of Safari's accessibility option to, quote, never use font sizes smaller than when displaying fonts on web pages. Elimination of a filter failed error when printing to some Canon printers. A fix for a bug that could prevent grapher files from opening. And, for enterprise users, improved reliability of system image utility and image tool when creating network disk images. Finally, elimination of 16 vulnerabilities. macOS 10.12.1 is a 584-megabyte update available via software update. A standalone download isn't yet available. Our take is that it's probably worth downloading sooner rather than later for Sierra users, given that this is Sierra's initial bug fix update. If you haven't yet updated to Sierra, but are planning to soon, hold off for another week to make sure 10.12.1 hasn't introduced some new problem. WatchOS 3.1. For those who have updated to WatchOS 3.0, the new WatchOS 3.1 might address a few nits, but it's far from earth-shattering. The main change is a new option to replay bubble and full-screen effects in messages. Plus, messages effects can now play even if reduced motion is enabled. Other fixes address bugs that could cause timer notifications to appear twice, prevent Apple Watch Series 2 models from charging fully, remove activity rings from the watch face, and prevent force touch options from appearing in some third-party apps. As much as it might be hard to imagine security issues affecting an Apple Watch, those problems are real, and WatchOS 3.1 addresses 8 security vulnerabilities. The update, which you find in Watch General Software Update on your iPhone, is a 61.7-megabyte download. But remember that your Apple Watch must be in range of your Wi-Fi-connected iPhone, connected to its charger, and charged to at least 50%. Know that the update will likely take longer than you expect, so allot at least an hour for it. tvOS 10.0.1. Apple also released tvOS 10.0.1, which you can install on your 4th generation Apple TV by navigating to Settings, System, Software Updates, Update Software. It's tough to say whether there are any new features in tvOS 10.0.1 because Apple doesn't provide release notes for minor tvOS updates. So far, the update doesn't seem to include anything new that wasn't also in tvOS 10. However, tvOS 10.0.1 does include 10 security fixes, so we recommend installing the update soon. After all, we wouldn't want compromised Apple TVs to start being recruited into botnets. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Smile and ScanSnap. If you like listening to our articles, please visit our podcast page in iTunes and leave a rating and or review. To find it, click the podcast link in the upper left, the Tidbits homepage, at tidbits.com. Once there, you can also follow article links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, Apple News, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app. I'm Adam Angst, and thanks for listening.